Our nighttime guy on KFGO, the very popular Bob Harris, has reminded me that the zombie pub crawl is tomorrow in Fargo. And here's a video. Was it from last year, Bob, or 2 years ago? 2 years ago, we had some video of the zombie pub crawl that he has put at our KFGO website at KFGO.com. You can check it out there. This year's zombie pub crawl. I'm not even sure. Oh, he just walked out. What is a zombie pub crawl? Do you dress up as a zombie and then go from pub to pub?
Yep. It's exactly what it is.
Okay. Starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow at Island Park and ends up at Dempsey's Public House in downtown Fargo. You ever done the pub crawl thing, the zombie pub crawl?
Not the zombie pub crawl. So many jokes I could make there, but I won't.
There are, yes. But you've done other pub crawls.
Yeah.
Official pub crawls or just unofficial pub crawls?
Mostly unofficial pub crawls.
Well, we've all done those. I mean, goodness gracious. Somebody else texted in. We're talking about how much money people are spending on updating their houses for graduation. Somebody else texted and says, Mike, I had to do the kitchen in our house at least $12,000. Jeepers. I had back-to-back daughters. Both parties were outside. Go figure. $12,000 and the parties were outside. Very nice. Then somebody else texted in. This is more my style. Texted in and said, I'm going to mow the lawn for graduation. Perfect. That's my idea right there. I'm going to mow the lawn when Emma graduates from high school. But keep in mind, folks, I'm 5 years away. So hopefully what I've been told through some other text messages is that we're starting to go through a cycle now where kids are starting to kind of go against the grain. We went through a period where weddings kept getting bigger and more expensive. Graduation parties kept getting bigger and more expensive. Now, apparently, we're on the down cycle of that, that people are kind of fighting back and saying, no, 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 we're going to do minimalist type stuff, or at least less expensive type stuff. So hopefully, by the time Emma's 18 and graduating from high school, we'll be at the bottom end of the minimalist graduation party situation.
I just don't see that in your future.
Mow the lawn and buy some Doritos. That's going to be my graduation party, Dad.
I don't see that in your future.
What if she wants filet mignons for her entire graduation party? Filet mignons for $200. I need a second job. I need to be a fishing guide on Devil's Lake, although I couldn't catch a fish in a bathtub if it was starving. Let's bring in somebody who can do that, who does know how to do that. His name is Jeff Katzer. He's with Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake and Mitchell's Guide Service. Hello, Jeff Katzer. How are you?
Well, hello there, everybody at KFGO. I am absolutely zombied. It was such a day today. That zombie thing, I'm all over that. I don't even have to dress up. I'll just show up. Believe me, I look the part.
You do kind of look like a zombie, actually, believe it or not.
What a day.
Why? Why? What? Why?
Because it's warm here. It got to like 60, maybe 61, and people are bringing their boats in, and we're a full service marina here, obviously, too, and comes off like crazy. It's like jet skis are coming in and people are launching boats and people are fishing. Busy. Seen a water skier yet? But
you know what, Jeff, your phone is breaking up something terrible. So why don't we hang up and try to get him back for a couple seconds? It was cutting in and out. We couldn't keep Jeff on the phone. Give him another shot there, Pinto. And we'll see if we can't make it work. 237-594-8800-880-5346. KFGO.studio at KFGO.com is our bad. Somebody else is our phone numbers. Somebody else just texted in and said, Mike, I know a photographer that was paid $10,000 to take senior pictures for one high school senior. $10,000 for senior pictures? My God. Somebody else just texted in and said, Mike, I just graduated from NDSCS a half hour ago, now taking the family convoy back to Marion for my sister's high school graduation. Love the show. Bring your pub crawl through our place later tonight. Hey, I'd love to get down to Marion, North Dakota. That'd be just fine with me. Congratulations, by the way, on graduating from NDSCS, and congratulations to your sister's high school graduation party. Way to go. It's that time of the year when people are happy. Let's see if we have a better connection with Katzer now. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, we must have lost a satellite or something. Am I better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, yep. You sound good now. We're all good. You're breaking up something bad there. You're saying it's very busy at the resort. Are people getting out and fishing, Jeff, on Devil's Lake?
It is. We have a lot of people out fishing lately. Like 6 or 8 boats were launched here today, which at this time of year, for the coldness that we've had, that's a lot of boats.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're catching a lot of fish, too. It's been a good time. That bobber leech technique, like we always talk about, I even had a guy come in today that caught his limit. Believe it or not, on a little Cleo, a blue and silver little Cleo spoon casting into the shallows, and he had said he had caught his 5 perfect eaters, and he was content, and he's cleaning them. So that's great. Good for him.
That's something different, but it also shows maybe that there's some little males who are pretty aggressive right now trying to find anything to eat, huh?
Exactly. The boys have been guiding like crazy. I'm telling you what, boys and girls, if you're looking, this is the time to come up. The next couple of weeks, Mike, you've been here. You can attest to this. Pinto, you can attest to this. It started. I'm going to say as of starting right now, this very minute, the guides are nailing them. People are nailing them. Shore fishing in the boats. You know, it's the typical 12 foot of water and less with a leech and a bobber, obviously, is going to be the easiest way to do it. You can pitch crankbaits, same thing, but make sure you use a leader. Number 5, shad wraps or flicker shads have been working great. And, of course, there's always the Northland Mimic Minnow or some kind of a twister tail. The Impulse Northland has been great in a white color. The fishing has been just great. And here I am sitting in the shop. I can't even go fishing because we're so busy, but I'm going to get out.
Well, when is that going to be? Because I know you've been busy selling boats and you've been busy working around the shop. Have you even had the boat in the water yet?
I haven't. I have my brand new boat and now brand new truck. I haven't even had them connected. And I haven't even strung up a rod and reel yet. This is insane. It's weird that we're this busy. I mean, everybody. I have 3 full-time mechanics. They can't even keep up. And it's been fun. It's just so busy that I'm working 7 days a week. I know cats crying, hear the violin. I understand that, but I want to go fishing. Come on.
You have to find some time to get that little boy ears out there in the boat for the first time and catch a walleye.
I think Sunday. No matter what happens, it's supposed to be almost 70 here on Sunday. I think we're going to do that. And remember, boys and girls, when you do come out here, you don't have to kill yourself getting here early in the morning when it's 28 degrees. Wait. Like right about now in the afternoon when the sun is the highest and we're getting the best warmth off of it, this is the time that the fish are really going bananas in the shallows. Right up until dark. I mean, I had a report. This is a report now. This is a gentleman that came in and told me at the bait shop today. In a back bay, he had 56 degrees yesterday afternoon. And this is a shallow back bay. And he said it was just absolute chaos. So that's a good thing. And he caught white bass.
So what are people looking for? If people are going to head to Devil's Lake this weekend, is it, I know I ask you this every single week, Jeff, but is it you're looking for trees or shallow water or back bays or all of the above or what?
Yes, all of the above. And the trees, let's try to keep in between the 10, let's just go 5 and 10 feet of water and set your bobbers about a foot off the bottom. And if you got some kind of a wind rolling into the trees, that's always the best, you know, anchor out and flip into them. And stagger your bobbers. Have some bobbers right tight to the trees. Have some about 10 feet off and 10 feet off of that. You'll see what track the walleyes are running, and you'll be able to get them that way. No deeper than 12 feet of water this time of year. Anything with old weed lines are great, shallow points, stuff like that. And it's absolutely a great time of year to be at Devil's Lake.
How long is this going to last? Could this last into June or what, this shallow water bite?
Last year, the 4th of July, we were still going. Year before, I would say about 4th of July, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's a long time yet.
Yeah. And you can always bobber fish here. It's just you got to find them. And you may have to slip out into the 12 to 15 foot of water on a deeper break, but you'll find them and get them that way. I'm gonna do more of that this year. We have a lot of elderly people that come up, which I love taking them fishing because I feel like I owe them that. And I'm talking in the 80 to 90 range, and they love bobber fishing because it's easy for them to do, and it's a great, great time with them. So I think we're going to look more into that. And of course, I still say, and they all argue with me, I think we could pull spinners this time of year and have great results with it. So
got to experiment. You got to give everything a shot. All right, Jeffrey, anything else you want to get out there before I let you go?
Nope. Everything's going good. If you need anything, you know, we're always here for you at Woodland. But be safe this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, and Let's see some pictures. Let's see stuff. Come on. It's time to go fishing, everybody.
It is.
Hockey's over with. I'm done with the hockey.
Time to come out of hibernation and no more hockey, and let's start catching some fish. All right, Jeff, have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk again, okay?
See you guys later. Thanks.
You bet, Jeff.